Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Another edition of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom. But tonight is a very special edition of Oh My God. Whether you're listening from Fort Lauderdale to Fort Pierce, whether you've listened to me for the 12 years I've been on or for just a few months, tonight is the last of Oh My God. We are going to pull the plug after all this time. You know, I'm going to be 74 in a couple of weeks. I've decided it's time to move on. I want you to stay tonight because I'm going to talk about things that I perhaps don't often talk about, but I'm going to give you some very pointed thoughts about how growing older is obviously something we all do, but it's something you should be paying a lot of attention to because, frankly, you can be victim or perpetrator, and I'd rather you be perpetrator. I want you to live your best life possible. So I'm going to talk about, as the night goes on, some critically important things that I hope you'll pay attention to because I care about you. Over the last 12 years, it's been my pleasure to bring to you some of the most incredible guests. I was telling Mike Balsamo, I'll talk about Mike in a second, just a few seconds ago, that we have almost 500 shows that we've done in the 12 years that we have been on 95.9 here in Palm Beaches and, of course, 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. And now the new stations down throughout Boca and Broward County. I have a lot of people to thank, so I want to get to that. First, I want to thank all of the people, including all of my guests, but I want to single out a couple of people here at True Oldies. So let me start with that. Everyone at the station, including the owner, Vic Canellis, who, as I said, owns VCMG, he's really been terrific. It's been a joy to work with him. He runs a first-class operation. He brings his best every day to bring you the best in programming. So don't ever underestimate how much he cares about you in the audience. He's been terrific. Harry Kaufman, who I have to say has hounded me more than any human being ever, he was the first person that got me involved in the radio station. He first put me on one of his clients' shows. Some of you may remember Dr. Crandall. I was a guest on Dr. Crandall's show in this time slot over 12 years ago. He is the instigator of Oh My God, and he's been an incredible supporter, a loyal friend, and I really need to take a moment and thank Harry Kaufman. You guys don't see what goes on behind the scenes, but there's somebody who operates the board, who takes the phone calls when we get them, who makes sure that we're on time, who makes sure that everything runs smoothly. Jeremy is here tonight. He's the latest in the board operators, producers that I've worked with. He's a very special young man. He has a great future ahead of him in radio. I've grown to like him and respect him, and I'm excited for what he brings. And then I really need to single out Mike Balsamo. Mike Balsamo, who, if you're a regular listener to the radio show, you've heard his voice, you've listened to him. He does the show right after me and has for years. He is simply a rock star. He keeps this show and this ship afloat every day, and he never lets me down. Truthfully, I could never have done this without all of them, but Mike Balsamo in particular has been a rock. He's been a guiding light. He helped navigate, he helped explain, he helped educate, he helped teach, and he's been a big supporter for the last 12 years. So to all of the people at VCMG, I really want to take a moment and thank you all because you guys do an incredible job. The other people I want to talk about are some of the incredible guests I've had over the years. I've been blessed to bring you experts in subjects that I never thought I could ever get. We've had, of course, authors, and we've had producers. We've had famous people. We've had a lot of physicians. We've talked about Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, MS, all sorts of chronic disease. We've had elder law attorneys. We have had guardians. We've had care managers. We've had assisted living people. We have brought just so many incredible, wonderful experts to the table that I know have made you better consumers and able or better able to make sure that you, again, live your best life possible. The doctors who have come on, you know, doctors don't need to come on, but they do that because they care about you. They want people to get the best care possible. I'm going to talk a little bit more about doctors in a little bit. But there are so many that have shined. I think about the proton therapy that was on a few weeks ago. I talk about all of the mental health professionals. I talk about so many. And, of course, I talk about you, the audience. The audience is really makes this show. How about elder law attorneys? I've had a number of them on just a couple of weeks ago. We had the Karps on, Joe and Jonathan. Elder law attorneys give you the tools that you need to navigate getting older. The one thing we all know is none of us is getting out of here alive, but the reality is when that time comes, are we prepared for how we're going to live the rest of our life? Elder law attorneys do that, and they work diligently to make sure that your wishes are met, and that's really important. How about the charities, all right? I don't care what you believe in, but if you're fortunate enough to have lived as long as you have, to have some resources, support your local charity. Go out. If you don't have money, volunteer. Do something. Go to a soup kitchen. Go work at one of their retail outlets. Go give a little bit of your time at the hospital. Look up Encore PBC and find different ways that you can devote your time to some charitable endeavors that are important. How about the government officials I've had on? We're going to talk about more about that in just a second. How about all the government officials and the office holders who have been here? We have had the authors. I talk often about the guardianship community because it's near and dear. I know the news doesn't think highly of guardians, but for guardians, what would the people who need guardians do? Don't ever forget that. Financial advisors, these are challenging financial times. We've had a number of financial advisors over the years. We've had entertainers, we've had producers, directors. I've talked about home care, both Medicare and Medicare Advantage, and plus home care, which is what I do. The Medicare professionals help you navigate that. There are service providers that have been on the show, everything from cleaning out your home to selling your home. And on that note, let me single out Dan Lagani, if I can. He's been an advertiser on Silver Solutions. Dan's a very special guy. You could do worse, trust me. If you need to clean out your home or home ratification, dealing with hoarding or any subject like that, either here or anywhere in the country, Silver Solutions is for you. And Dan Lagani is one of the people that I trust, and there are some I don't. So when I tell you I trust him, I mean it. All of the people I've identified have provided you information that could help you avoid the pitfalls of aging. Oh, my God, I'm getting older, and so is my mom, is all about navigating the aging highway. It's really critical, not just for you, but for your parents, your grandparents, perhaps. It's really, really important that you have the tools necessary. And, of course, some of my listeners have helped me. I wrote my book because a listener who is a producer of books reached out to me and helped me write my book. So there's a lot of information out there. The fact of the matter is there's a lot of bad information out there, so I encourage you to be aware. At the end of the day, though, how you live the rest of your life really is up to you, and it's up to you to take charge of your future. So here are some of the things that I've learned through this journey that I think are most important. The first one is vote, people. Vote. It has never been more important for you to get out and vote. All right? Your vote does matter. I can't stress this enough. Clearly, what a lot of people are not familiar with is that registering to vote has changed in the last year. There are lots of people out there who don't want you to vote. There are people out there who are afraid of your vote. There are people out there who think your vote doesn't matter and don't want it to matter. So make sure, because there are new regulations about registering yourself to vote, that you get out there and vote. Local elections matter, all right? Everything from your local mayor to your local town councilman to your sheriff to school board, even if you don't have kids in school, you may have grandchildren in school. I can't stress this enough. It's a right that is not available to everyone. Don't sacrifice your needs because you either don't understand the issues, aren't interested in all of the issues, who's running is too complicated, getting to the voting location is hard. It's imperative that you absolutely get out to vote. I have studiously avoided being overtly political over the years because that was never the point of this show. But I am going to be a little political over the next 45 minutes of the show. All right? I am absolutely going to tell you things that some of you may not want to hear, but you need to hear it because your government is not working for you right now. I'll talk about specifics momentarily, but it's really important that you understand how your vote can impact how your voice can impact, how your actions can impact, how your money can impact the future for you, specifically seniors. Over 21% of our population is over the age of 65. It's one of the two or three highest percentages in the country. Obviously, people think that Florida is God's waiting room. We've all heard that. Nothing could be further from the truth. 50% of our population is under the age of 40. I understand that. It's young, it's vibrant, it's growing. But seniors are important. You fund a lot of initiatives. You drive a lot of initiatives. Your voice matters because what the government does for you is critically important. So when I come back, I'm going to talk more about the government. I'm going to take a break now, and I'm going to pause, and when I'm going to tell you a little bit more about what I've learned over the last 12 years. So on this last night of, oh, my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom, if you want to ask me any questions, want to talk to me, want to tell me what you liked or didn't like about what we have done, I encourage you to give me a call at 1-800-866-9660. 1-800-877. I'll forget it. I'll come back with the right number in just a minute. I think after 12 months, after 12 years, I would remember this. 1-800-877-960-9960. 1-877-960-9960. Call me if you have anything to say. We'll be right back.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620. 1-800-273-8220 or visit our website at palmbeach.comforcare.com. That's palmbeach.comforcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Eldercare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with healthcare challenges.
As a patient advocate, Eldercare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make Eldercare 360 part of your team. Eldercare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
You might know that one out of four adults over 65 fall and end up in the emergency room each year. What hits even closer to home is that one in 10 adults over 65 fall every hour of every day in Palm Beach County. Hi, I'm Dan Lagani, the CEO and co-founder of Silver Solutions, the on-demand safe living and home solutions company. At Silver Solutions, our mission is to help make your future look different. For over a decade, we've been working with families like yours to eliminate home safety risks so that you or mom can safely age in place. And when it's time to downsize or ready a family home for sale after a loss, Silver Solutions specialists will also help and do the work for you. To find out more, call now to schedule a free home assessment at 1-877-AGE-SAFE. That's 1-877-AGE-SAFE. Or visit us online now at silversolutions.com. Silver Solutions, we make growing older safer and easier for the whole family.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. On the last show of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom, I'm excited to be here. I'm here by myself tonight. Well, actually, not by myself. My wife always sits right beside me. She's here. Irene is here. I'm here tonight. It is the last of Oh My God. This 12-year journey is drawing to an end. I took the first part to thank all the people who have helped make this happen. I said I was going to go down a highway that I rarely ever go down. I've tried studiously to avoid being too political during the show because I didn't think that's what this show was about. But before I leave, I have to talk to you all about some of the things that impact you that you need to be aware of. I just talked about voting, how important voting is critical. But here's what I want to tell you. Your state government is not serving you well. I need you to hear that loud and clear. Your state government is not serving you well. They are not looking out for your best interest. Just as an example, in the Palm Beach Post just yesterday, there was an article about whether Governor DeSantis is really delivered on all of the things that he did, which is what he's touting in his run for presidency. In the Palm Beach Post, it talks about elder care. What could be more important to my audience than elder care? It says, and I'm reading, I'm quoting, second only to California as the state with the most people age 65 and older, Florida ranks a dismal 43rd for availability of affordable and easy access to long-term care services for seniors, according to a new report by AARP. The state hovers near the bottom when it comes to financial support for caregivers, quality and access to nursing homes, and home care services for elder Floridians. The shortage of home care workers, nursing home care workers, has compounded an already difficult landscape for people seeking quality care in Florida, the report found. I'm telling you, listen to me, demand more from your state government. That is your right. That is your obligation. You need to understand that. We are more interested in Florida about trans athletes and banning books than we are interested in you, my audience. You should not tolerate that. You should not accept that. You should not allow that to happen. Do not vote for anybody who does not have your best interest at heart. I'm going to say this loud and clear. Governor Ron DeSantis is an existential threat to your well-being. And if you want the perfect example of that, his Surgeon General is an, well, I can't say the word I want to say. He is, the Surgeon General, in my opinion, is an idiot. All right. He lied about statistics about the COVID vaccine. He made up a story about young people with imaginary heart issues. And the state has refused to expand Medicaid. There are only 10 states in the country that have not expanded Medicaid. And that affects you. I don't understand why the people who are most impacted by what state government does don't understand the true issues that are important. Trust me when I tell you, there were 11 trans athletes in all high schools and universities in the state combined when they came out with the ban on trans athletes. 11 in the entire state. You know how many people would benefit by expanding Medicaid in this state? Do you know how many people would be saved by encouraging seniors to get their COVID vaccines to prevent the deaths, the mortality rate of the unvaccinated senior is exponentially higher than the mortality rate of the vaccinated senior. Why do we allow that to happen? Here's another issue that is critical that state government could impact. Property insurance. Property insurance has exploded in cost at the exact same time that availability of resources has dwindled. And you just heard a leading Republican state senator say they're not even going to address it in this upcoming legislative session. In the state of Florida, right, which has, I think the number is $100 billion budget, so $110 billion budget, all right, can't do anything about property insurance, all right? We don't have the ability. Our legislature meets for 60 days a year, 60 days a year, $100 billion budget. Trust me, audience, you need full-time state legislatures invested and committed to doing for you the things that are important. We worry about drag shows. He fires elected officials. All right. We ban books in schools that nobody has any reason to ban. All right. Tell Governor DeSantis and our Republican state legislature to keep their hands off school boards, to keep their hands out of things that are not their important, not their level of focus and commitment, and start focusing on you. The seniors in our community are in great need. The demands that you are the needs that you have are critical, and they should be top of mind. And I'm sorry, frankly, they're not top of mind in this current state legislature. And you alone can change that. Look, I admire Governor DeSantis for what he did for the state of Israel and getting people out of the state of Israel, as exiting the state of Israel has been a challenge. I give him credit for that. Everything he's done has not been bad. There have been some things he's done that were pretty good, all right? Nobody is either all good or all bad. But I'm telling you, when I say this clearly, the Republican dominance in this state, all right, is impacting the quality of your life in a way that you don't fully, or maybe you do, but you're not doing anything to change it, all right? Banning books, drag shows, trans athletes, school boards, firing people that he doesn't like because they were elected Democrats, and I'm talking about district attorneys or state attorneys, all right? That's not what you want. That's not what you need. That isn't making your life better. That's not investing in you, all right? It isn't, all right? So here's what I'm telling you to do. Get informed, get educated, get registered, get out, vote, and tell your state legislators what's important for you. And it starts, frankly, at the local level, because the local level is going to communicate to the upper level what the needs of this community are. So on that note, if you have any questions, if you want to yell back at me, feel free. Call me at 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were station might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody, to the last Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. Yes, the show is drawing to a close. I'm sailing off into the sunset, literally sailing off into the sunset. I'm going to take a cruise this week, but we're not coming back. We'll come back from the cruise, but we're not coming back to the radio station. And so I'm recapping some of the 12 years. I'm thanking all the people who have been so helpful and who have participated in making Oh My God what I think is one of the best shows of its kind on radio. Mostly I want to thank you, the audience. I just went through a bit of a diatribe about our state government. I'm going to be overtly political one more time for another couple of minutes, and then I'm going to switch to some other subjects that I think are equally important. I want to talk to the MAGA folks out there, all right? And there are a lot of MAGA folks who listen to me. I get it, all right? Everybody wants to make America great. Nobody wants America not to be great. So here's what I'm telling you. Stop it. All right? Stop it. All right? The leader of the MAGA movement, I don't care whether you agree with me or you disagree. I don't care how upset you might get with me. But he is a liar. He's a cheat. He's a fraud. He's a sexual abuser. And no matter how much you may like his politics, he's a bad person. You wouldn't want your kids to emulate that ever. We all want the same things in this country. All of us want the same things. This is not you versus me. This is not MAGA versus liberal. That's not what this country is supposed to be. This country is about helping each other make America as good a country as it has always been. This is a great country. Can it be better? Of course it can be better. There's lots of problems that we have as a country. Demonizing the other side is not the solution to making your life better. And frankly, to the seniors who listen to my show, I'd say this to you with all humility. I trust you. I value your judgment. I think you're smart people. You've lived a wonderful life. There are heroes out there that have done amazing things. Stop with this MAGA BS, all right? And start to think about what is in the best interest of the future of our country. I don't care how much you hate Joe Biden. He doesn't have dementia. I'm telling you, I'm a nationally certified dementia Alzheimer's educator. He doesn't have dementia. You may not like him. He may be old. He may be all of the things you think he is, all right? But he's not evil. He doesn't hate this country, all right? And he wouldn't do anything to overturn our Constitution or anything like that. So I'm telling you, if you care about your future, if you care about your kids' future, if you care about your grandkids' future, all right, get involved, understand this, and stop supporting the insanity that surrounds Donald Trump. That's it. I'm saying it. I would never say that in 12 years, but I'm saying it tonight. All right? You need not to allow this to go on. Enough is enough. It's not funny. It's not healthy. It's not safe. And it's not in the best interest of the future for our children and our grandchildren. All right. Enough of that for me. I'm sure I pissed off a few people, but I'm sorry. Let me talk to you now. I'm going to switch gears to something much less controversial. Let's talk about medical care. Here's what I need to tell you about medical care. People, demand excellence, right? Be your own advocate. Doctors are not gods. They are human, just like you and me, all right? One, they make mistakes, but two, all right, their motivation is always good, but it's up to you to be a good consumer. It's up to you to advocate for yourself. It's up to you, all right, to take charge of your health care. It's important. Don't leave a doctor's office until you understand what you're being told. Write questions down in advance of arrival. Listen carefully. If you think the news may be bad, bring somebody with you. But don't allow a doctor to give you 2 minutes of his time, write you a script, and you go home and you think everything's okay. All right? You need to be your own advocate. You need to get out there. You need to demand excellence. And if you're getting pushed around by the front office staff, push back, all right? Nothing in your relationship with your physician gives them permission to take advantage of you or to not give you the care, time, and attention you deserve. As I said, doctors are not gods. They are human, just like you and me. It is critically important that you do that. Here's somebody else. Oh, let me just finish on doctors for a minute. Never leave a doctor's office if you don't fully understand what they're telling you. Sometimes they use words that we don't understand. They typically talk at a level above that which most of us can comprehend. They're very much interested in getting you out and on to the next patient. If you're on a Medicare Advantage plan or if you're younger and on your own insurance and they need to see 50, 75, or 100 people a day, that doesn't mean that you can't demand at least enough time to understand fully what they're telling you. If they're prescribing new medication to you, understand the medication. I need to take it with meals. What does that mean? Does that mean at the appetizer, lunch, dessert? Does that mean before I eat, after I eat? Do I take it while I'm chewing, you know, those are real serious things, all right? Don't be a victim. I started the show by saying you could be a perpetrator. This is what I'm talking about. You need to advocate for yourself. I want to talk about pharmacists when we come back. I also want to talk about getting out of the house. I want to talk about chronic diseases. I want to talk about poverty in this population, and I want to talk about getting back in touch with some of the people you may have lost touch with over the years. So on our last show of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom, this is Scott Greenberg. If you have any questions for me about the last 12 years or about the future or about anything that's on your mind, you just give us a call, 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
Long before most of us ever heard of COVID-19, Silver Solutions understood that growing older wouldn't always be easy, but it could be safer and more rewarding. At Silver Solutions, we pride ourselves on creating physically safer homes for older adults, wherever home is. Whether you're senior-proofing your current home, downsizing to assisted living, or emptying a home after the loss of a loved one, Silver Solutions can help. To find out more about our services or to schedule a free virtual home assessment, call Silver Solutions today at 1-877-AGE-SAFE. That's 1-877-AGE-SAFE. Or visit us online at silversolutions.com. Our specialists are deeply experienced, compassionate, and follow rigorous CDC guidelines, including the use of full personal protective equipment for your family's safety. You can't control everything in life, but when it comes to making growing older safer and less stressful, you can count on Silver Solutions.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. ElderCare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with health care challenges.
As a patient advocate, ElderCare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make ElderCare 360 part of your team. ElderCare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're on the countdown. This is the last of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. After 12 years, I've decided to take a rest, and I'm giving up the show. I can't thank you all enough for being here for the 12 years, if you've been here from the beginning. But even if you're a relatively new listener, it's been my pleasure, my joy, to bring to you some incredible guests over the course of the years. And I'm incredibly excited to end, I hope, on a high note. I have a few more things that I've learned that I hope I can impart to you. I only have about 17 minutes left in my radio career, so I'm excited to be here. I want to thank everybody again at VCMG, that's who owns this Vic Kanellis, Harry Kaufman, especially Jeremy on the board, and of course Mike Balsamo. Let me talk a little bit. I in the last segment finished up talking about doctors. Make sure that you get the most out of the doctor. Don't be a victim. Make sure that you get from your physicians everything you need to know. One of your biggest advocates, though, is somebody you probably don't think much about. You just call in your prescription and you go and you pick it up. But a pharmacist may be your most important healthcare professional that you have the least amount of understanding with. They'll always talk to you. They have consultation windows. They'll always answer all of your questions. They may be your best line of defense. They're going to answer those questions. They're going to do medication reconciliation. I encourage people to take all of their medications in their original containers, take all of their supplements, take all of their vitamins, all in their original container, put them in a big plastic bag and bring them not to your doctor, bring them to your pharmacist, because your pharmacist is a doctor of pharmacy, and what he's going to do is he's going to do a medication reconciliation. And you know how much they're going to charge you for that brilliance? They're not going to charge you anything at all because they want you to keep coming back. Use your pharmacist. They are critical to your well-being. If you have drugs that make you sleepy, here's a nice piece of advice. Don't take it at night. I mean, don't take it in the morning. Take it at night, right? The pharmacist will talk about drug interactions, interaction with your vitamins, interaction with your supplements, the quality of your supplements. And here's my last piece of advice about your pharmacist. Go get your vaccine. I said it earlier tonight. I'm saying it again. There are reasons that people who don't get vaccinated are dying at a much higher rate than those people who are getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist about that. I actually walk the walk here. I've already had my COVID booster. I've had my flu shot. I've had an RSV. I'm going to be 74 2 weeks from tonight. It's important. I want you to stick around. You want to stick around. Your family wants to stick around, unless they're waiting for your inheritance. You want to stick around. It's important that you make your pharmacist an important part of your team, because you need a team to navigate this aging highway that we're on. Here's something else I want to advise. This is something I've learned over the time. Get out of your house. Socialize. The biggest complication of COVID was isolation, induced trauma. Get out. Socialize. Being isolated is one of the worst things that can happen. You get depressed. You get fat. You don't exercise. You're not eating healthy. Don't ignore the warning signs. All right. I know it's hard. I know you're afraid sometimes, but if you get vaccinated, there's nothing to be afraid of. Wear a mask if you want to wear a mask, if you're still concerned about COVID. But socialize, play cards, volunteer, meet friends, go for breakfast, go for lunch. It never fails that I go to a lunch in a diner, or I go to breakfast anywhere, and there's always a group of five or six guys or women sitting around a table, all kibitzing, having fun, shooting the breeze, all right? And it just adds to your quality of life. Get up, get out, go talk to people. It's really, really important. Isolation kills. Don't do that. You know, 14% of the population of seniors in Florida live below the poverty line. That may include you, but it may not. So my point here being, if you're not one of those 14% that live below the poverty line, go help those that do. If you can afford to help people, do it now. Food insecurity is real, and it exists in quarters that you may not think possible. For example, Alper Jewish Family, who has been an advertiser on the show for years, is doing a lot about kosher food pantry for a population that you might not think would need food, but food insecurity is real. Volunteer at a soup kitchen, donate cans, whatever you do, take this one seriously. We don't want people, as they age, to not be able to eat healthy. It's one of the most important things that you can do to improve the quality of your life as we age. I think that's critically important and massively underappreciated and misunderstood. One of the areas that food security, eating healthy, and exercise really can make a difference is in chronic disease. Look, everybody understands that chronic diseases are tough. No one wants a diagnosis of a chronic disease. Nobody raises their hand and says, I want to have Alzheimer's disease. I want to have Parkinson's. I want to have diabetes. I want to have MS. I want to have ALS or some other chronic disease that makes life more challenging. One of the things that is important for you to do, all right, is to eat healthy, to get out there, all right, to make sure that you are informed. There are delivery services if you can't get out. There's Instacart and other food delivery services. There's frozen food delivery and regular food delivery, lots of them out there. But if you're fortunate enough that that's not your problem, go out and help somebody for whom it is a problem. Now, back to chronic diseases for the short time that I have left. Let me talk a little bit about this. Get to the right people. There are all sorts of people. There's the Parkinson's Foundation or the APDA, American Parkinson's Disease Association. There's Alzheimer's Community Care that has family nurse consultants that are available for free 24 hours a day. There's the Alzheimer's Association that is a wealth of both knowledge and other resources for you. There's the American Cancer Society. There's breast cancer. There are foundations for every disease imaginable. Those people are 100% devoted to the condition that you're struggling with. You do not have to face chronic disease alone. These people are out there to help you navigate the challenges that these chronic diseases are imposing upon you. Why live in fear? Why live in despair? Why live in depression when there are people out there that can help you overcome the challenges of a diagnosis of a chronic disease? You are not alone. There is no reason for you to face this alone. Even if your family is far and wide, even if they're not involved, even if they don't care, even if you haven't told them, there is no reason for you to suffer alone, all right, with a chronic disease. So whatever it is that's impacting you or your loved one, all right, be proactive, stand up, pick up the phone, go see them, get online, go get the information. It's important. And while we're at it, because everybody needs a village, right? It takes a village. And that village is everything from professionals, elder law attorneys, physicians, pharmacists, those. The other village is your family oftentimes. Unfortunately, what has happened for a whole host of reasons over the years is that families become estranged. They become separated. They become disconnected. The average adult child lives 285 miles away from their parents. So even if they do love them and want to be involved, they don't have the ability to do so. One of the worst things that's happened in the political environment of the last 4 years is the estrangement of family, each to each other. I'm going to tell you this from the bottom of my heart. Pick up the phone. Get over it. Estrangement is not in your best interest. Get past it. Politics isn't the thing that should divide you. Whatever hurt created the chasm between you and your family, if it's not politics, it could be money, it could be a whole host of other things. Life is short. We're dead a very long time, all right? My mother used to say, you're dead a very, very long time, all right? And that is true. Don't let life go on missing the people that matter to you, that you miss so much. Pick up the phone, write a letter, make a phone call, swallow your pride, pick up and call, all right? Get together, make amends if you possibly can. And look, I'm talking about someone, you know, the name of the show is Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. Most people don't know, one, my mom's been dead for many, many years, and two, I didn't talk to her for 25 years before she passed away. I know from what I speak, all right, you really need not to wake up one day and think, I wish I had. So do it. Could you get shot down? Sure, you could get shot down. So I encourage you, make amends if you can, even if you weren't wrong. Do your best to get back to to what's important. Now, I've covered a lot of things tonight. This is a time of the show that normally I talk about next week's guests. I don't have a next week's guest because tonight's the last edition of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. But if you missed the beginning of the show and you wanted to hear some of the things I was either suggesting or ranting about, which I did a little bit tonight, you can still listen to this show even after we draw to a close tonight. Tomorrow it'll be podcast on your podcast platform, OMG I'm Getting. All you have to do is search OMG I'm Getting. And this show and the 490-plus shows I've done over the last 12 years reside there. All right. Also, if that's not for you, I'm going to post the show on my website, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. By now, if you're a regular listener, you know palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Comfort Care is spelled C-O-M-F-O-R-C-A-R-E. What you all know by now is you don't put a T in there. If you spell it Comfort Care, you won't listen to this show or any others. But if you get it right, palmbeach.comfortcare.com, all right, you will be able to pick this up and all of my previous shows. There's a little radio show button at the top of the homepage, and you can listen to this and anything else. I would ordinarily tell you how you can listen to the show again, but there won't be another show because, as I've said many times tonight, this is the last edition of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, and So Is My Mom. So I want to take the last few minutes I have to once again thank all of the people who have helped make this show so critically important. I want to thank you, the audience. Over the years, I've had many comments from listeners. I've had many people reach out to me. I've had callers that made me laugh. I've had callers that made me cry. I've had guests that brought to you the kind of information that you couldn't get anywhere else. I've been studiously attentive to the fact that I never let anybody come on here and sell a product. This has always been my show. I never entertained listening or I never entertained interviewing anybody that I didn't want to talk to, and I never talked about things that I didn't want to talk about. I hope over the last 12 years you understood that my only mission over that period of time was to put good information in the hands of you, the audience. While the show is drawing to an end, I'm still around. I'm still going to be doing a lot of things. I'm speaking a couple of times in the next few months. I think we're going to be speaking again at Alzheimer's Community Cares Educational Conference. I'm not sure about that, but I think we are. Whatever it is that's on your mind, I hope that the show has given you some of the ammunition to improve the quality of your life and live your best life possible. So I want to thank the audience. I once again want to thank the people who have been so helpful here at the radio station. Vic Canellis, who owns VCMG, Vic Canellis Media Group. He's a first-class operator, does amazing things. Harry Kaufman, who brought me here. Harry has been a mainstay at this station for as long as I have been here and long before me. He has been a studious supporter of Oh My God. He's been a great defender of what we do. I can't thank him enough for forcing me into this. And although there are days I wasn't all that happy, but he does. I need to thank once again Jeremy on the board. He's been a great producer and board operator for me. And most importantly, Mike Balsamo. Mike has Mike's been a mainstay here. He tapes my commercials, my introduction. He helped me learn how to do this. He was here on my first show. He's here tonight on my last show. For 12 years, he has been the rock that has kept Oh My God going. He's an invaluable asset to VCMG, but he's been an even a bigger asset to me. And so I want to thank him. And also, it's really important that I take a moment to thank my wife. She's been here for every show for the last 12 years. I think in the 490 shows, she may have missed three or four, and that's only when she's been in the hospital for some medical condition. She never misses a show. Her patience, seriously, cannot be overstated because she watches me make many, many mistakes, like I did at the beginning of the show tonight when I couldn't remember the phone number. She's been a coach. She's also been an advisor. She also gently tells me everything I've done wrong. And trust me, I do something wrong every week. And she gently lets me know so that I've gotten better over the 12 years that we've done the show. I couldn't have done this really without her. There has been a benefit to her, though. She's become an expert crossword puzzle person because she sits here and while she is listening to me, she's also doing crossword puzzles. So I know that she's up to doing the Sunday Times in record time, and it's all I'm taking credit, even though I don't know how to do the Sunday Times, because she has become expert at that. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom has been a show about the trials and tribulations of aging. There is a lot of joy in getting older. There's a lot of obstacles and a lot of hurdles to overcome. I hope over the last 12 years you appreciate the fact that we have always had what is in your very best interest. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. It's been a show that has been totally devoted to putting good information in the hands of you, my audience. So for the very last time, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Thank you all for a wonderful 12 years. Good night, all.